Good morning, Fort McMurray, the Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Max and Mark Show. I'm your host, Kelly Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you can do a million things with your time, but the fact that you spend it with us truly doesn't mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please let everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. I'm Rocky or Raquel. I've had both since birth. And I'm here. I live in Edmonton. And I do a couple things. I co-direct a music festival, Purple City Music Fest, right now. That's where all my brain is in. I'm in a couple punk bands. Just played a show last night. So I'm surprised I have a voice today. I was a little worried. A librarian. Do some film. Yeah, it's kind of everywhere.
I think I'm all over the place. I think I've met my match. That's awesome. Where to begin? Let's start with you being a librarian.
Yeah.
So, like, how, where did you go to school? Did you study? Like, what does that all look like?
It was a fun story. Like, I moved to Edmonton accidentally. My dad needed a liver transplant. So I just, like, dropped everything. I was in Victoria, like Vancouver Island, like paradise.
Yeah.
I left everything and was just like, no, I'm coming. You're my soulmate. I'm here. All of us did that, my family. And then, you know, eventually, it took a while. I needed a job, so I started. We were borrowing DVDs at the library, and everyone was so nice there in Old Strathcona.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, this is cool. And so I applied, even though I had late fees. I was like, I'm so sorry, it's just been stressful. And we didn't even know if we could use a card because we're from out of town. I didn't have an address yet. They were so nice. I started as a library assistant, and then I was like, libraries are doing amazing things. I was working with two different youth shelters. I got to like direct my own film project because I was doing sort of film in a master's at that time. It was just cool. So I withdrew from my other master's, switched it over, went back to Vancouver, got my library master's, and came back and was running a citywide local music project and developing platforms for local Indigenous content, or provincial now, just like specialized niche content that's all very like ethically and community focused.
Mm-hmm. Libraries do amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, we have a library in Fort McMurray. Like, every time you go in there, I spend a lot of time in the library. Like you said, it's just so friendly. Everybody's in such a good mood that works there. They're so helpful. Me and Tanner, the producer of the podcast, we rent DVDs from the library. So we finished watching all of Rick and Morty.
Amazing.
And now we're on Community. I've never seen Community
before. I just watched it for the first time.
It's so good.
It is. It took me a bit. It took me a bit to warm up.
And it totally changes. Season 1 to season 2, it's just like, well, and then it gets better. I'm in season 4 right now, where Dan Hartman is not part of it, and you can see a little bit of like the change, but it's still consistent.
Okay, what's your favorite dynamic? What's your favorite drama? Like, they all these, you know.
I like Troy and Ovid. Troy and Ovid.
I thought we were talking Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec and Community, same thing in my mind. Same.
I can't believe you just said that. Because, listen. So, Tanner was trying to get me on Community for so long. And then I was just like, okay. So I went home and I started watching Parks and Rec.
Yes.
And everything he described of what Community was, I'm like,
this is Parks and Rec, right?
So anyways, I started watching Parks and Rec and I went back in. I'm like, okay, Tanner, it's a good show. but it's like they have those awkward dynamics, like almost like a curbed in your enthusiasm kind of thing. And I was like, that's not what you kind of described. He's like, you're watching the wrong show, idiot.
Did you just say a curb in your enthusiasm?
Yeah, I say wrong things all the time.
I love it. That's a really great expression. Cool.
Thank you. I just mess up words all the time. I only speak one language, it's English, and I butcher it on a daily basis.
Ditto.
But like Parks and Rec and Community, I literally made the same mistake, and Tanner's been making fun of me ever since.
Amazing. Okay, we're buddies now.
Now I have another question for you. I've never asked this on air, so but me and Tanner have a survey going on.
Okay.
After we're done filming, I'll tell you where it started.
Okay.
But if you could drink Powerade right now, what's your go-to Powerade flavor?
Oh, this is really not a hard question because I had to drink a lot. Your Crohn's disease, and I have to take a lot of procedures that require you to hydrate fast. So I went for the purple one, the zero sugar, the light purple one. It's not too like, it doesn't taste as chemical. It's it's really nice.
Yeah,
it's almost clear, but purple, zero sugar, 100%.
Okay.
Is that right?
No. Well, not for me, but yes for everything else.
That
it's
is
an
Powerade.
Easter egg that we'll talk about later on. That But it, we've surveyed over 1,000 people on this question now, and the main answer is blue. Blue Powerade is like hands down the number one go-to. Like your flavor and others are second and third. But
interesting.
Yeah.
If it just looks too neon, I can't put it in. I don't know how you want to take that, but like
I feel you. I like there's a story.
Okay, I'll hear it after.
Like we've had 700 episodes, so anybody who watches regularly knows. Like, oh, what are they talking about? You never say it on camera. I'll tell you afterwards, but I'm still losing this horribly. So, anyways. You're a librarian, but tell me a little bit about this Purple City Music Festival.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so, I just love it so much because actually I first found out about it, my first band, Midnight Peg, we had just started. We'd only had like one or two shows and we were asked to play it to some friends. It's a really beautiful punk kind of underground music scene here.
Yeah.
Like I say it's like the Seattle of the 90s in Edmonton right now, but like it's, I don't know, it's just really cool. It's been nice coming back in it.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, sure, of course. And it was so fun. It was just like, it was the first time I'd really been to a music festival that was very heavy, like there's goth, everything from like goth, kind of synth wave, dark wave to hardcore punk.
Okay.
And stuff in between. But I'd never been to an kind of more hard music festival where most of the bands and most of the headliners were female, queer, BIPOC fronted headliners. Not just the supporting, did not feel like, and that made the music way more interesting.
Mm.
Like at the end of the day, you just want good music.
That's right.
What brings good music? Different perspective, diverse perspective and sound.
Yeah.
And everyone, it was just so fun. I loved it. And then I learned that it was like two to four, like such a small group putting it on. And I worked with him putting on a fundraiser. So Rain Shadow Productions, Purple City, for the library. We brought Shannon the Clams. We had a After Dark library music show. It sold out. It was great. And then we just, I was like, oh, what do you need? I'll help.
Yeah.
And now I'm co-directing it. So yeah, it's
That's
every
cool.
summer. We put on stuff in the year, but it's awesome.
And where is it held?
So the last year and this year, it's now it's all kind of revision, all downtown within two blocks.
Yeah. Indoor or outdoor?
A little of both. So there's a lot of indoor venues, Scarlet Room, Deckel, Downtown Edmonton Community League, the church, McDougal United Church, Freemasons.
Oh, so it's all over the place?
Within two blocks.
Wow.
And the free part, so it's all ages, it's a super, like, we're like youth focused. Like, we want to, like, motivate and excite the next generation to, like, make this scene continue its life and make it healthy. Like, we're, like, we're, that's what we're doing.
That's
so,
cool.
It's all ages, the entire thing. And we have a free block party. We're gonna block off two blocks with a main stage, wrestling, all kinds of stuff. So that's just free. Anyone coming by.
Cool. Where did your love of music start?
My father, and well, my family. My mom too. Like, We grew up with an avid record collector. Like, all our walls were just filled with them. My favorite memories are just going around in garage sales and finding... He'd, like, scour, like, estates and obituaries. Who died? Are they in an estate sale? Do they have records? Yeah. Like, we went to this woman's house.
Yeah.
Super religious. Like, all her records were, like, super Christian kind of, you know, gospel and Christian rock. In the middle, we found this one little set in there that was, like... Two Live Crew, We Want Some Pussy, Cool Modi, like,
yeah.
Tone Loc.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What's all this hip hop doing in here?
She had no idea.
Maybe she did. I believe she did. I believe she had a secret love.
I had this straight-laced neighbor, and they were the best, and I grew up, anyways. And me and the daughter were the same age, so we hung out all the time. But her mom was like really like, you know, straight laced. And one day I was thumbing through her records and I found a Salt and Pepper record. And I was just like, is this Grace's or Bruce? And I was like, Bruce, is this yours? Like, no, that's Grace's. And I was like, interesting. Okay. I would have never have guessed that.
I want to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
What's your dirty secret record?
Oh, I have
come on.
Lots. Okay.
One that I would be surprised to find in your collection.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Amazing.
And like because my dad is an audiophile, so we have records everywhere. And so then we got to an age where we could ask for records. And like Alvin and the Chipmunks is one that is the first record that I remember from like that was mine.
Oh.
But then when I like got into like, hey, I want to buy a record, I bought Chris Cross's album.
I remember that.
Yeah, wiggity 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 whack. Like, yeah, that's me. I know, like, I spit fire. So it was Chris Cross was one of the first ones that I bought. And then I remember, like, the first CD that I bought for my Ghetto Blaster was Arrested Development. So, like, but then, like, all my boys were into rap music. But then my second CD, get ready for this one.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Ace of Base.
Yes. That was a brilliant record, though.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. It still is. It still is as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first CD I bought for myself, too.
There you go. So, like, I am all over the map. I just love all types of music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, like, I was just with a guy, very embarrassing, but like, I drive from Fort McMurray to Edmonton, right? It's a far-ass drive.
Yeah.
So what I do is, like, I like to, like, pick genres of music that I don't know and listen to their whole catalog.
Ooh.
And sometimes, like, I'll listen, like, if you've ever had a chance to listen to Quincy Jones's catalog from start to finish.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But last summer I was driving down, and I know who Taylor Swift is, I don't need any hate, but like, she was never in my catalog of music.
Right.
So then I was like, well, I got 4.5 hours. Let's listen to some Taylor Swift. So I did. And Taylor Swift's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, I'm not fanatical about it, but I get it. But like,
she's amazing. Also, like, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think the music necessarily is my moment.
That's right.
But like, her business, I also teach copyright and intellectual property.
Oh, interesting.
Taylor Swift is brilliant when it comes to protecting. I could rant about that, but I just like really admire her for her like knowledge and savvy and all these so many things. But
yeah.
I don't know too much. Just I know about that.
Her music's good. Same with Bieber. Like not like I'm really late on popular music, but it's not like what I gravitate to.
Yeah.
So like literally like I listened to Bieber's catalog and Taylor Swift's catalog last summer. So like I hear them, but like
I haven't.
I don't listen to the radio
at all.
Spotify's not recommending that to me.
No.
But like when you listen to like that kind of music, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So yeah, my dirty secret, original Alvin and Chipmunks, and then the first one I bought.
Well, I'm gonna give you a playlist.
Yeah.
So you can start listening to queer female fronted punk.
Yeah.
Hardcore music for one of your drives.
Yeah, it all comes from somewhere.
Yeah, there's and it has some really great experimental jazz mixed in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like what we're listening to right now.
No, this is nice.
This is nice.
This
jazz.
Is sexy. Yeah. This is romantic.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about
completely
is not.
Different. Well, I listen to a lot of EDM. I'm in that world now. Like we booked out Temple Ballroom for November. We've thrown like 9 raves in Fort McMurray. Like we do that, right? So I'm getting into that and falling in love with music again because it's so interesting. But like with EDM, I'm calling it jazz because it's just like experimental sounds from all over the place. Maybe you listen to like hard style or rhythm,
okay,
or like whatever. I'm just like, and there's no words. When you think about music and words, like contemporary music, words to music is new in the last few hundred years. Music was always made without words prior to. So when people listen to EDM and stuff, they're like, oh, I need the words. I'm just like, Bach and Beethoven, all of them. There's no words and that kind of stuff.
No, there was no.
So like EDM to me, like with the sound. So yeah, I'll listen to what you got.
Oh yeah, I'll give you some of everything.
Cool. Cool.
I'll give you some weird stuff. It'll be good.
So I know that battery's gonna die soon.
Okay.
So before it does, and I'm gonna check it. Talk to me about your band.
Yeah, I got two. One is Midnight Pig, and it's pretty awesome. I hadn't played in a band in a good decade since I moved here. And originally I was playing rhythm guitar and doing kind of gang vocals. I'd never been a vocalist, like lead, sing, like lead. And I had a surgery and I couldn't lift my, like I had a ileectomy, like a part of my small intestine removed. During the pandemic, it was awful. I was in there for a week in the heat of the Delta. Anyway, so I got back and we started practicing in person again. I couldn't lift anything, so it was just like kind of like I'd be like, "Don't listen to me. I'm just gonna sit in the corner." But then we had our first show. Holy shit! It was so fun. I could jump. I was like, "This is like so liberating. It's so fun." Just screaming and yelling. It's like, this is fucking great. I'm in.
There we go.
And we've had a ton of fun. And then I'm doing another, a little bit of a different style. Second band is called Lesh Klot. Just started playing shows a month and a bit ago.
Yeah.
And right now I'm doing vocals, but I'll probably start doing keyboard too. And I write all the lyrics. So words, you can talk to me about words.
Multi-talented. All right, well listen, we're all out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Oh, I can go?
Yeah.
Come to Purple City. It's September 6th to 8th. It's a blast. You can bring our kids. Like, it's a discovery festival. You're gonna discover all kinds of new stuff. We're like, just come. I just wanna see your face.
There you go.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome.
So fun.
Well, it's been a ball for me too. Sweet. Well, for Murray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. A big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.